Every spring, about 3 weeks after the peregrine falcons hatch, Joe Zabrowski and Jeff Hall make their way to the 30th floor of the Superman building. They're carrying a ladder and a blue laundry basket full of gear for banding birds. Local photographer Peter Green is with them to document the occasion. They've also invited a small group of guests to observe and help. So before heading up to the observation deck, Green advises them to walk with their backs against the wall to shield themselves from the protective adult falcons.
They'll kind of fly towards you, and then on a quick angle, they'll fly in the other direction. So as long as you're against the wall, you'll be safe.
Within seconds of opening the door to the observation deck, the female peregrine falcon lands on the railing with a sharp, threatening look. In no time, she begins giving alert calls to her mate. Green, Zabrowski, and their guests step out to the deck one at a time, walking along the wall, until they reach a sheltered corner below the nesting box. Zabrowski sets up the ladder. A couple of helpers wave brooms to keep the falcons away from Zabrowski's head. First, he drills a slender strip of wood across the bottom of the nest to prevent the nestlings from falling out. When he reaches into the box to grab the chicks,
whoa, look at this. Can you see her?
He finds the adult female sitting in the box with them, trying to block him. A master birder and licensed bander, Zabrowski grabs and releases her up into the air. She returns and remains perched on the nesting box while her male partner watches close by. Zabrowski moves the chicks into the blue laundry basket. He measures each of them before wrapping two metal bands around each of their legs. The chicks put up a fight too as they cry, bite Zabrowski, and try to kick their way out of his hands. While he's banding them, you can see leftover meals the falcons have been enjoying, mainly small birds, including a woodcock and a yellow-billed cuckoo. Within half an hour, all four chicks are banded, one female and three males. The female peregrine falcon is calmer when Zabrowski puts the nestlings back in the box, almost as if she knows she's getting her chicks back.
She was sitting on the edge of the box, just waiting, kind of waiting for them. There was really no aggression when I was putting them back. So,
Zabrowski has been a longtime volunteer with the Audubon Society of Rhode Island and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. That's the federal agency that keeps track of all the banding information. Zabrowski came up with the idea to put a nesting box on top of the Superman building in the mid-1990s.
I had heard that there was a peregrine in the city. So I knew that they could be encouraged to come to nest boxes. It's one of those things that, you know, if you build it, they will come.
Zabrowski has loved birds since he was a little boy. He wanted to give the falcon a reason to stay in the city. At the time when he installed the nesting box, peregrine falcons were considered endangered. Their numbers are healthy again thanks to conservation efforts. Zabrowski says typically only half of the nestlings will survive their first year.
So if they make it through the first year, they're probably going to make it through the second. If they make it through the second, they're probably going to make it through the fifth. If they make it through the fifth, they're probably going to make it through the tenth. So
the first year is tough, he says. They may run into buildings as they learn to fly, and they have to evade predators and survive bad weather. He installed similar boxes at Pawtucket City Hall and the Newport Bridge. The Mount Hope and Saconnet bridges also have nesting boxes. In all, Zabrowski says 47 chicks have been banded at the Superman building to date. I'm Bette Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.